Staples. It's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Both squares have been revealed, the actual ones, not the one that I made up last week. Will we have a winner of the Indianapolis 500 tickets today on Race to Win? We'll find out.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I can't imagine why anyone would want to destroy something as much as these kids. Can't. No way it is baseball.
And the Immortal Powers booth. As Jim Van Scoy in the movie The Final Season, a tribute to the actor who passed away over the weekend. Welcome into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. You're not going to believe this. Alex Kuhn, Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass. We've got a great show for you today. I realize I say that every day. 71% of the time, it's the truth. And I'll leave it up to you whether or not today is one of the 29%. Jake Adams, fresh off being named Big Ten Baseball Player of the Week, will join us at 5 o'clock tonight. We'll talk a little Game 7 with the Celtics and the Wizards, as well as hear from Greg Popovich, who's not too happy about Kawhi Leonard winding up on the shelf with a re-aggravated ankle injury. Zsa Pachulia.
Public enemy number one in the NBA.
At fault for that. Also today, we're going to reset our discussion on Friday with Iowa's wide receiver conundrum and figure out just exactly what the Hawkeyes may do moving forward. A little bit of Big Ten football news to get to today. The Big Ten meetings are going on, and a couple comments made today of note, including Friday Night Football, as well as a novel concept that I want to see whether or not people would be interested in, at least around these parts, because we've talked so much about Iowa and who would be a good fit as far as a Power 5 school goes on its non-conference schedule, that I hadn't really thought about this idea, and the question was put to Jim Phillips, who's the AD at Northwestern earlier today. And I raised an eyebrow, and I thought, maybe that would make a little bit of sense. Figure out what people think about it. By the way, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Who wins tonight's Game 7 between the Celtics and the Wizards? That's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. You can find them behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We've got some great prizes for you. If you heard the pre-open to the program, we gave away a prize on Race to Win. It's just not the one that you and I thought we were going to give away earlier today. The Oxyokian gift card is now off the table. But if you were listening on Friday when we were at the Coach's Corner for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, you would know that both of the Indianapolis 500 squares have been revealed now. The first square was picked on day one, way back on Monday. And then Friday, we had somebody peel back a winner, the second square. He didn't win, but he revealed the square that matches up with the other Indy 500 tickets. Six tickets to the Indy 500, gift certificates to Coach's Corner, as well as Carl and Ernie's. We got $50 worth of car washes. We've even got Minnesota Twins tickets on tap for you. But you know what we've got tonight that I can guarantee someone is going to win before 7 o'clock tonight? Because there are no guaranteed winners on Race to Win. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a bus trip that's coming up July 24th. Everything in the world is going on that weekend. I'll tell you what. Here's what I found out. I've been planning this weekend for... This is Guy's Weekend. We do it every year. And I've been planning this, and I got the ball rolling, and everything's heading downhill. And it's that particular weekend. And it's also a weekend I realized I can't get that Friday off because that Friday's been taken off already. And now I am beside myself. I had one day that I wanted to take off this summer. And that was one of the days, that Friday. Needless to say, we'll go back to the drawing board if I'm still alive. But Fairfax State Savings Bank has this bus trip going to the Cubs-White Sox game on July 24th. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I assume that that is at Guaranteed Rate Field and not Wrigley Field, but I could be wrong on that. It's a bus trip to Chicago. If I say that, it's generic enough that I can't possibly be wrong because both teams play in Chicago. All of our winners this week are going to go into a drawing at the end of the week for two seats on that bus. You'll get tickets to the game and everything. And we're also giving away some prizes along the way. Have you done research on this?
It is at Wrigley Field.
It's at Wrigley Field. See, that's what happens when you assume things.
They actually play a wraparound series where they'll play three at Wrigley Field, and then they'll play three at Guaranteed Rate
Field.
The
Crosstown Cup, I believe is what they call that. See, I would really disappoint my high school history teacher, Mr. Spangler, because he always said, you never assume things, because when you do, it makes an ass out of you and me. And I assumed...
No, you halfway assumed, yeah. So you were half right.
Why don't you check the schedule before you start making plans to see whether or not you can actually get that weekend off? I assumed something, and now it's come back. The chickens have come home to roost. Speaking of other animals... I do have an update on the mouse from last week, and I want to thank the text line, because the text line suggested Lucky Charms, and Lucky Charms did the trick.
The marshmallow or the little grain?
I used a marshmallow.
Okay.
I'm sure the cereal itself would have been fine, but I sacrificed one of my favorite things in the world, and that's the little rock-hard Lucky Charms marshmallow, and it did the trick. So the mouse, the garage mouse, is a dead mouse.
I'm trying to think where Lucky Charms finished in Starch Madness.
Well, Lucky Charms, if I recall off the top of my head, it opened up against store brand Lucky Charms.
Right, and it won.
And it won by 98% of the vote. And then somewhere along the line, I can't remember whether Lucky Charms wound up winning the thing or not. I just know that Cinnamon Toast Crunch... It was a colossal upset.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch got to the championship and lost. But Lucky Charms did the trick. I had never heard that before. The only thing I heard is don't use cheese, use peanut butter.
Peanut butter also works, but Lucky Charms, that was a tip on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And we came home from Mother's Day weekend and we had two traps set. And I looked at the first one and I thought, you got to be kidding me. He's been in the garage all week and he's avoided the trap again. And then we went and checked the second one and there was Mickey. Hopefully he enjoyed his last meal.
I also want to give credit to the text line for giving me some very good ideas as to what to get my mom for Mother's Day.
Was it what'd you get her?
Well, we ended up getting some kind of jewelry for her, which was one of the...
Well, wait a minute. Some kind of jewelry. So you didn't even go pick it out.
Oh, we did go pick it out. Oh. We just had...
You just don't know what you bought her.
No, we just had... I went with my younger brother and his girlfriend asked all the tough questions, okay. And I just swiped the
card.
You
know how I buy jewelry? I buy how much it costs.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker. I really... You could totally take me for a ride. You just put a nice price tag on it, and I'll be like, oh, it must be nice. Because it
exactly.
costs X number of dollars.
I was in this jewelry store, and I'm pretty sure my brother and I were the only males in there. Everybody was laughing at me.
Does it turn your skin green? If it doesn't, then I think it's a nice piece of jewelry.
That's pretty much what I was... My knowledge of jewelry was going into that store, and everyone was laughing at me because of some of the dumb questions I was asking.
Well, give me an example of a dumb question.
So,
okay, no. I'm role playing here. I'll be an employee at Hurtin and Stocker.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
In Iowa City, and you come in, and we'll just pretend that a member of the Dickens family is in the back room because, as we know from listening to the commercial, one of them is always there. But right now, they're preoccupied. Maybe Tim's watching the Cubs game or something, because I know they're big fans. And it's the first time that I brought the Cubs up, by the way, and it's 15 minutes into the program. That should tell you how they did in St. Louis over the weekend. So let's do a little role-playing here. Let's put that acting class to the test here. Okay, I need a situation. Jewelry store. Okay,
so,
here we go.
I'm trying to get my mom something.
And scene.
I'm trying to get my mom something for Mother's Day.
Hi.
Hey, do you...
Oh, you started already.
Yeah, I already started.
Okay, well, here we go.
That was...
All right. What can I help you with?
All right, well, I'm trying to get my mom something for Mother's Day. She likes blue, she likes bracelets and necklaces. You have any in stock?
Yes. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Well, no, not really. I was hoping you could help me out with some of the particulars.
Like?
For example...
She's your mother.
Well, yeah, I know. She
I would be the world's worst jewelry store worker.
Probably.
That's very clear 10 seconds into this.
And I was told yesterday the same thing, because they have a certain color wheel of different stones you can put into the jewelry, and I got the blue.
Sapphire, right?
Yes.
Sapphire?
Something like that.
Those are blue?
Basically, I got the blue, and I asked, does that magnetically... click into the jewelry, and they were laughing at me.
No, they have to set it.
Yeah, they have to set it in there.
Yeah.
The lady looks at me and goes, "Yeah, it's probably a good thing you don't work here."
It's the proper terminology. They have to set the stone into the ring. So, what was it? A ring? A pendant?
No, it was a bracelet and a necklace or whatever.
Now, did you choose blue because of Memphis?
That's actually why my younger brother chose it, but...
Oh, Gabe, what are we going to do with you?
But it cost a little bit, but nothing too ridiculous.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It was just very awkward, because I had no idea what I was doing.
So you had a better Mother's Day weekend than the mouse in my garage did.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
We had to go... We went to my wife's parents' place. We spent a little time in both places. I spent some time with my side of the family, and my wife was working, and then we met up at her parents' farm. And it was the first time that we had been to the farm since the dog went to doggy heaven. And I was very close to this particular dog. He's the greatest dog in the world, and there will never be another dog like this.
What was the dog's name?
Jack.
Jack.
He was a German Shepherd, but he was like part German Shepherd, part coyote. I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible.
Did he howl or something like that?
No. Quiet dog. I don't know if I've ever heard him even bark. But this dog was there, like when my wife and I first started dating, the dog was a puppy. And so the dog has been there from day one.
Ah.
And over the weekend, we went to the farm, and I had known that the dog was sick and not doing very well, and so I got to say goodbye at Easter, and I was preparing to still see the dog, and then I was informed when we got there on Saturday that no, the dog had gone to doggy heaven. I've got to be very careful about this stuff, because I know kids listen to the program, and I don't want to spoil anything there. There's a movie called All Dogs Go to Heaven.
The dog passed away.
As we know, if you say something, it has to be true.
And you didn't know the dog had died.
I didn't know that I knew that they were planning on having the dog taken care of at some point in time, because he was very, very ill. And I just didn't know that they had done it the day before we got there. So that was my depressing Mother's Day weekend story.
Did that ruin the whole Mother's Day weekend for you?
Kind of, because it was the highlight of going to my in-laws. Not that I don't like
the dog?
Not that I don't like them, and not that I don't like the rest of my wife's family, but seeing the dog was always the highlight of the trip to the farm, and now I have one less friend in the world. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. NBA playoff talk coming up bottom of the hour. Cubs cards talk as well. The Cardinals taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs at Busch Stadium over the weekend. What did I tell you guys about Eddie Butler? Were you listening to me about Eddie Butler on Friday when I said I had a good feeling about the reclamation project from Colorado? Got it up there 95, 96, 97. Had good movement, worked around trouble in the first inning. That was probably going to be the toughest game of the three for the Cubs. I'm driving home listening to it on the radio from Coach's Corner Friday, and I'm thinking, man, off to a good start here. And then Saturday and Sunday roll around. And, of course, yesterday Yadier Molina has the two home run game. He's done it three times in his career. I think twice now have come against the Cubs.
Well, I figured out that Wilson Contreras is the new Michael Barrett to the St. Louis Cardinals. He really busts out of slumps against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Speaking of slumps, Matt Carpenter
also busted out of a slump.
Was 0 for 28. He entered yesterday's game 0 for 27 against Jake Arrieta. And then Arrieta got him in the first at-bat, so it wound up going to 0 for 28. These two guys went to TCU together, and I believe Arrieta was a groomsman in Carpenter's wedding. And 0 for 27, 0 for 28, and then Carpenter winds up hitting a home run off Arrieta yesterday. I'm going to say this again, and we'll probably revisit it before 7 o'clock tonight. It is still too early to panic on this team. As a matter of fact, I think they did have a 5-15 stretch last year, which was offset by the fact that they came out of the gate gangbusters. So maybe they're just trying to find their way. I'm choosing to be optimistic about the Cubs at this point. Maybe they're just struggling to find their way right now, but they've got issues, and I don't see any magic cure on the horizon.
Was it you that tweeted this morning that you're not ready to panic, but you are annoyed?
I know. It's somebody on Twitter, one of the people who follow me at Todd Brommelkamp, asked me if I, after this weekend, because I've said all last week, not pushing the panic button. And I want to make sure that maybe it was Matt, who I know listens to the program quite often. Matt was one of our winners last week. Maybe it was Zach. I've got like four people who tweet me. That's how popular I am on that particular medium. And wanted to know if I was hitting the panic button. I said, no, I'm more annoyed than anything because I think this team is better than it's playing right now. But the wheels have completely come off Jake Arrieta. He actually looked okay yesterday. Joe Maddon said it was his best outing of the year. And the offense, no shows. Although I like what I've seen from Ian Happ so far. He's trying to make it very difficult for the Cubs to send him back to Des Moines once everybody gets healthy. But Chris Bryant had a little bit of a stomach bug over the weekend. I saw a couple people intimating that perhaps he had had some Emo's Pizza.
I had a long discussion with someone, a St. Louis native, about that. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But They were wondering why everybody outside of St. Louis hates Provel cheese.
A genetically engineered
cheese. That's what I basically told him.
There's already good cheese to put on pizza. It's called mozzarella and Parmesan. Why you would want to try to improve on that, I don't know. But you told me a long time ago it's the melting, right? The temperature, it melts easier?
Yes, it's a very... The melt quality is the only saving grace of that cheese. I'm not a huge fan of it, okay, but I can eat it.
We'll talk more than Cubs-Cardinals today. I promise you that much because Twins are playing very well right now. We've got Twins games all summer long on 107.5 FM. The North Gym, Byron Buxton, had a tremendous catch the other day. Absolutely wonderful. I think the probability of him making that catch on the MLB Network, they said it was about 54%, basically a coin flip. And anytime it's like that, good luck making the play that he did and avoiding the concussion. Because if there's one thing Byron Buxton is better at than making great catches, it's winding up injured and on the disabled list or injured and on the bench for two or three days while he heals up. So plenty of baseball going on. We'll have that giveaway for you today, by the way. It is, I believe, we've got a certificate for an oil change in Fairfax. That'll be coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. We'll play Race to Win at least once, and if we get a winner of the Indy 500 tickets, that's the only time we'll play it today. because I know they had a winner on the gym class, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to give away three in one day because I would like to maybe stretch this out as long as possible. Don't forget to vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question. We'll talk a little NBA tonight. My apologies to BJ, who may or may not be listening right now, but he tweeted over the weekend that he was glad we don't talk a whole lot about the NBA because he was still sore about the Spurs game. And here we are talking a little NBA today. 25 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. When we come back, your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The month of May is here, and so are the sounds of racing. Back again. It's race to win. The gym class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have your chance to match and win a grid full of great prizes, including general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Your chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by Hurricane Grill and Wings, St. Andrews Golf Club, and Breakout CR Escape Rooms.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. NBA talk on the way, as well as a little Cubs cards. And Jake Adams from the Iowa baseball team with us tonight at 5 o'clock as well. And what a coincidence, he's going to come up on our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa State officially announced today the signing of Princeton graduate transfer Hans Brace. Brace missed most of last season after suffering a knee injury in late November. He committed to the men's basketball program on Friday. Also today, head coach Steve Prohm revealed freshman guard Jacoby Long underwent shoulder surgery last month on his shooting shoulder. Long averaged just over a point and a rebound per game last year with the Cyclones. Coach Prohm is scheduled to join us on Thursday's show. The Iowa baseball team took its weekend series against Ohio State in dramatic fashion thanks to a walk-off home run by Robert Nystrom yesterday. The Hawkeyes are 31-18 on the season, 13-8 in Big Ten action as they head into the final week of the regular season. They clinched a Big Ten tourney berth for the fourth straight year. Nebraska-Omaha visits Iowa City tomorrow. It'll be the final home game of the year at Duane Banks Field. And Jake Adams, who joins us at the top of the hour, named today Big Ten Player of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are home tonight. They're playing a doubleheader against the Peoria Chiefs. First pitch is scheduled for 5:30. Earlier today, the Colonels announced right-handed pitcher Zach Tillery has been activated from the disabled list. And Mark Perry will become the full-time freestyle coach for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, according to Track Wrestling. There had been some rumors that that was going to take place. Perry has spent the last 6 years as an assistant coach at Illinois.
The Cubs-Cardinals series this past weekend, the Cubs, I think, will get on track. But I am just absolutely in shock, kind of the way that the Cardinals have bounced back from that horrible, horrible start. And people talk about the Cardinals, and they kind of leave Jed Jerko's name out of it. He is very quietly having a monster beginning of the season. And I think from here on out, even with Johnny Peralta coming off the disabled list, Jed Jerko's the starting third baseman. And that has proven to be one heck of a signing from a couple of seasons ago that a lot of people were down on when that signing was made by John Mozeliak.
Well, he was coming off a down season with San Diego. People didn't quite understand what the Cardinals saw in him. And then last year, he leads the team in home runs during a season in which the Cardinals hit more home runs than I think they ever had. And then he's back again this year. And I'll ask you this. What do you do with Johnny Peralta as he comes off or prepares to come off the disabled list? Because as I look at that team right now, they're playing great, and there's not really any room for him.
I think that right now he's kind of on the downside of his career, the tail end of his career. He's not as good of a fielder as he once was, and he certainly isn't hitting or wasn't hitting the way that the Cardinals had hoped before he got injured. So I think that he's kind of a platoon guy. If you need a starter, need him to play short every once in a while when Aledmys Diaz is out of the lineup, if you need him to play third every once in a while, that's fine. But I think Jed Jerko's the starting third baseman, and you're sure not going to take Aledmys Diaz out for Johnny Peralta, who I think is just going to become somewhat of a platoon bench player at this point.
This is some sad news to pass along here, but we're losing or going to be losing another friend of the program, someone who we have on quite often. We talk a little NFL football with this particular individual, Vikings football, but Matt Venzel of the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to be leaving that newspaper, and I believe it looks like leaving the industry. He's going to be moving to New England. He just shared the news on his Twitter account. So we'll, for those Vikings fans out there that enjoy hearing from Matt when he joins us on the program, perhaps we will come up with somebody to replace him. But there you go. We're down a man already. And it's not even football season.
I thought the biggest loss that we had was when Tyler Dunn, the former Packers beat reporter, went to Buffalo. Well, and now no one wants to come on and talk Packers with us.
The biggest loss was losing Jay Cronley, yeah, I think, as everybody knows. But
and I was really hoping that you weren't saying we were losing him for good. So I'm glad that that's not the case.
More to come after this.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Ride on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The second game 7 of these NBA playoffs coming up tonight. Wizards visit the Celtics in the final game of the second round. 7 Eastern ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The home team is a perfect 6-0 in the series so far. Spurs All-Star Kawhi Leonard likely out of game 2 of the West Finals tomorrow against the Warriors. Re-injured his ankle yesterday when Golden State center Zaza Pachulia's foot slid under Leonard following a jumper. That play changed the series, says ESPN's Jeff Van Gundy.
When Leonard went down on the foul by Pachulia, the whole game changed. And frankly, ended the series, I believe. I think the series ended, or the chance to be a competitive series ended in that play.
Jeff Van Gundy on the Stephen A. Smith Show. The NBA says it won't review Pachulia's actions on the play, and he will not face any discipline. The play will stand as called. Golden State's Andre Iguodala questionable tomorrow because of a knee issue. Down 1-0, the Penguins welcome the Senators in Game 2 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final tonight.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool.
Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Guys, let's face it. Your busy schedule doesn't give you time to shop, and spending hours sorting through racks of clothes leaves you more confused than confident. Fortunately, Trunk Club is here to help. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and delivers them right to your door. And because Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, their stylists give you the customer service and quality brands you expect. So let Trunk Club do the shopping for you so you can get on with your day and look great doing it. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN and they'll help you make sense of style.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Welcome back. It's 4:36, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can even check us out online at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, don't forget to vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question about that Game 7 tonight between the Wizards and the Celtics. My money would be on Boston if I were a betting man, just because Washington doesn't exactly have the greatest history in Game 7s, regardless of sport.
I was going to say, are you talking about the Wizards or just the city?
Regardless of sport. Let's put it that way. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot. That's coming up for you tonight after this program is over. Colonels are in town tonight, taking on the Peoria Chiefs in a doubleheader. You may remember a couple weeks ago, the Colonels and Chiefs got rained out in Peoria. They don't make a trip back there in the first half, so they had to make that doubleheader up during this three-game homestand. They'll do so tonight. If you're a Cardinals fan, and Alex, I'm not just talking to you, but there's a very intriguing guy on the mound tonight for the Chiefs. His name's Jordan Hicks. He was a supplemental draft pick back in 2015. He was a high school pitcher. Taking him a little while to get to Class A baseball, but he's 4-1 so far this year with a 2.76 ERA, and he's the starter tonight for the Chiefs.
I was thinking about this last year. One of the first games that I went to, the first Colonels game I went to last year was against the Peoria Chiefs, and who was playing in center field for the Chiefs that night?
Magnera Sierra.
Who was just called up from High A and
called up and added to the Cardinals roster and is hitting like 400 right now.
Yeah, exactly. But he's an exciting prospect, and we saw him in Cedar Rapids last year, which is that's an incredible jump to make.
I like looking at the Peoria roster and picking out the name of the guy who's going to absolutely kill the Cubs in about 3 years. And I think I've found a really good name here.
Is Stubby he's the manager in Memphis.
He's their
Sorry.
First baseman. He's in the three hole tonight. Stephen Trosclair. That just sounds like a guy that the Cardinals are going to call up in about 3 or 4 years, and he's going to wind up going on an absolute homer binge off Dylan Cease, or who knows, God knows who will be pitching for the Cubs in 3 or 4 years. Arrieta will probably still be there because they'll sign him to a 9-year extension or something. Oh, you want Scherzer money? Yeah, here you go. By the way, do you think Arrieta is kicking himself for not talking extension a while back?
Yes.
I do too.
Yes.
I do too. But he didn't want to sign the extension. He wanted to hit the open market after the season was over. And
what was that extension rumored to be at? That's my question.
He was looking for 5 or 6 years, right?
Right, but what were the Cubs willing to give him?
Well, I don't.
3 or 4 years?
I think 4 was the cutoff, if I recall correctly. And he wasn't too happy about that. And it never really, I don't think the talks progressed all that far.
Okay.
But yeah, if I'm Jake Arrieta, and maybe this comes up Thursday on Would Ya, but I'm thinking perhaps if you could go back, if you could turn back time, it's a Cher song. You familiar with Cher?
I am familiar
with Cher. I once saw Cher in concert with an ex-girlfriend. Took her to a Cher concert, and then she stopped answering my phone calls a week later. That's my Cher story. I am Debbie Downer today. I'm not going to apologize, but I saw somebody on the text line that said they were already struggling with graduation week, and then I told the story about my in-law's dog having to be put down. It was a sad day.
I was hoping that that story had an uplifting punchline, but...
Like Pet Cemetery? The dog that comes back from the... No.
No.
I mean, but it was... And here's the bad part about it is there are six nieces and nephews, and the oldest one is like 9. And so most of them... Again, they've all been around the dog forever, and then you have to explain to a 3-year-old... why the dog's not there.
Was the 9-year-old upset?
And it's on a farm, so you can't just say that the dog went to a farm somewhere to live because it's already on a farm. So that old tails out the window.
So you can't say the dog ran away?
Just like Jack's tail used to wag when we'd give him a ball to play with.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
Dang it. 319-366-1600. Look, if a grown man can't cry over the loss of a dog, then I don't know when you can possibly... I don't have a problem with showing my emotions. It was rough. Easter week. It was very difficult. He was having a good day, and he was out there in the sun, and I didn't want to leave him. I just wanted to scratch behind his ears for the next 3 hours.
How old was he?
He was, I believe, he'd be about 10. So if you do the math, that's 70 good dog years.
Yep.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Why no Zoidberg? Well, because we're not on the road trip today. That's the opening for the road trip. My apologies. I'm letting everybody down today. I let the gym class guys down by not getting the poll question up in time, and now I'm letting the texters down because it's not the open to the show that they want. Let's try to make somebody happy. How about that?
Would you rather talk about Jack and get more emotional, or would you rather talk about the NBA playoffs?
I would rather play Race to Win right now and try to make somebody happy.
I was thinking that was possibly I'll talk about
Greg Popovich and the Spurs until I'm blue in the face, because even though I was a Celtics fan as a kid, and they're still in it, Game 7 tonight, as we mentioned, coming up on KGYM, I find myself rooting for the Spurs because of Greg Popovich. And I know that that's going to rankle some people out there who don't like his politics. But I also like the fact that in this era of stuffy corporate professional sports, where everybody is worried about offending somebody, that Greg Popovich literally does not care who he upsets with his comments. Oh, you don't like my politics? Don't care. Here's a 6-minute soliloquy on them, which he did over the weekend. But we're not going to play those comments because I know there are a lot of fragile folks here in Eastern Iowa. We don't want to upset the apple cart, but we will hear from Greg Popovich coming up talking about the Kawhi Leonard injury. And Pop ends the comments in only a way that he can, because he's essentially trolling the group of media who are there to get the comments from him, and he knows it. He's playing to the audience. But I said I wanted to try to make somebody happy. So,
Race to Win.
Okay, if you've been following along, we started last Monday with 12 great prizes on the board. We are now down to 8. And if you were following along last week, you know that both of the Indianapolis 500 squares have been revealed. One of them on Monday, and one of them Friday when we were at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip. Caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. 1600, you are going to get a chance to play Race to Win with those Indy 500 tickets just dangling out there to be taken, much like the bacon treat that Jack used to reach out and take right out of my hand. The gentlest, kindest dog that ever roamed the face of the earth. And he is no more. 366-1600. When we come back, we'll have our contestant and we'll give them a chance to head to the Indianapolis 500. How about that? We'll find out who's playing with us after this.
The pomp and circumstance, the procession, the cap and gown. Traditions that have changed little since the 1940s. Back then, the great landmark was a high school graduation, or perhaps college. Now it's high school, college, and often graduate school. The students and the exams have changed, but the ceremony and the importance of a graduation day remain the same. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been helping families and friends recognize graduates in remarkable ways. Like a ring that will always remind her of her accomplishments and goals, or perhaps a watch to let him know he's made it. Her Teen and Stalker has hundreds to choose from for men and women, including Movado. And there's always free gift wrap. So stop by and see what's in those famous windows at Her Teen and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
447. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, the historic main gym. We've even got a couple FM frequencies for you. One of them is in Iowa City on 106.3 FM, and the other one is right here in Cedar Rapids on 107.5 FM. Jake Adams of the Iowa Baseball Program set to join us at the top of the hour. But first, as promised, we've got a contestant for Race to Win, and we're going to keep it here in Cedar Rapids. We're going to bring Kelly on board, and the question that we always ask, Kelly, have you been following along? Have you been paying attention?
I've just started listening today.
Okay. Well, we have a ton of great prizes, 8 of them left on the board. There are 24 squares, 24 numbers that match up with the 12 prizes, and I'm going to give you the numbers that have been taken already, so don't select any of the following numbers.
I understand.
Okay. 4, 7... 9, 10, 11, 19, 20, and 24. Those numbers are all no good. They've all been matched up already. So I'm going to have you pick a number that is available between 1 and 23.
13.
What is behind door number 13?
Free round of golf with a cart from St. Andrews Golf Club.
All right, that's $80 worth of golf from St. Andrews Golf Club if you can find the corresponding number.
Okay. And I will go with 3.
Number 3.
Number 3.
General admission tickets to the 101st Indianapolis 500.
Oh, Kelly, the Indy 500 tickets, unfortunately, that's not a match. We appreciate you listening and attempting to win today, and who knows, maybe you'll have another chance somewhere down the road. Alex, you know what that means, right?
That means that we're going to have one more chance to win on Race to Win today, doesn't it?
I want to walk you through what's going on right now on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line for those of you at home.
There's a lot of rejoicing.
No. There was a lot of rejoicing because they were happy when she revealed a square other than the Indy 500 tickets, which meant they were still out there. But the rejoicing has now turned to people being upset by the fact that she picked the Indy Square, which was revealed on Friday on this show. And we've had a dozen people on the text line today saying that they're waiting to pounce. They're waiting to pounce. They were listening on Friday. And so you go from people being happy. Yes! Exclamation point. Three, four people right now on the text line. And then she pulled the rug out from under everybody. So if you've been paying attention and you've been with us from day one, when we first did this on the gym class last week, you know they're both revealed. And I said I didn't want to play twice today if we were going to have two winners. We had a winner on the gym class of the $60 gift card to the Oxyoke Inn. Well, we didn't have a winner right now, so we will play sometime coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. How about that? If it's good for you, the listener, then it's good for me. We'll play in the 6 o'clock hour, and if you want those Indy 500 tickets, maybe continue to listen because maybe I'm going to change my mind and we'll play during the 5 o'clock hour.
So now one particular Indy 500 door has been opened three times.
Three times, and I believe the other one has been picked at least twice. James on the text line says, thank you, Kelly. Well, James, you still have to be lucky enough to be caller number 6. That's the rub. We've got other great prizes. The Indy 500 tickets go off the table. We've still got the $50 gift card from Acme Tool, the Twins tickets, Coach's Corner, and Carl and Ernie's gift certificates are out there. She picked the St. Andrews Golf Club certificate. That's an $80 value. And we've got the $50 worth of car washes as well to right wash. Jane says it's just like a game 7. Is there a parallel there?
I'm not sure.
He blew it last Friday.
Not catching that drift.
Okay, well, he blew it last Friday.
Oh, James blew it last Friday. James was the one who opened up the second door that revealed the second spot for the Indy 500 tickets.
I think James was trying to win.
Okay.
And hasn't been able to get through from the gist of the text line. Oh, he did. Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you very much. He was the contestant on Friday. He said, dang, I screwed that one up. I should have sandbagged with my second pick. Monday will be fun, though. Well, that's what we thought. And then we gave away the Oxyoke gift card on the gym class, and then Kelly comes up empty here. And now we've got a whole bunch of people who want the tickets desperately, and they're wanting to know. What is it? You just said hour number 3, the 6 o'clock hour, but you also said maybe you were going to change your mind and play during hour number 2. I don't know.
Mike from Marengo says, hell, I'm a simple man. I'll take the golf prize.
Well, Mike, you can be caller number 6 the next time that we play. 0636 says, is the person who won the Oxyoke Inn gift card. Couldn't listen on Friday, and the podcast wasn't available. Is the podcast not up on the website?
From Friday?
It's Monday.
I know. I'll have to look and see.
Well, now people are going to get mad because they think we're going to be trying to keep that secret from them. I barely know how to turn the computer on. I don't know how to do any of the loading and all of that good stuff, but that should have been up. So my apologies there. If we've been sending people to check out the website and the podcast and they're not up, what good does that do anybody? 454, I have a feeling that the tickets are going to be gone the next time that we play Race to Win. That by 7 o'clock tonight, the tickets are going to be out. That's a 6-pack, by the way, of tickets to the Indy 500. Let's go ahead and get a Midwest One Bank Big Board update in here since we took that break a little bit early to play the Race to Win. Also, we've got the Fairfax State Savings Bank. prize on the way for you tonight as well, so be listening. Still more chances to win. Iowa State officially announced the signing of men's basketball transfer Hans Brace this morning. The former Princeton player missed most of last season after he suffered a knee injury in late November. He committed to the Cyclones on Friday. Also today, head coach Steve Prohm revealed freshman guard Jacoby Long underwent shoulder surgery last month. It was on his shooting shoulder. Long averaged over a point and rebound per game last year in limited action with ISU. The Iowa baseball team took 2 of 3 from Ohio State over the weekend, including yesterday's game in dramatic fashion, as Robert Nystrom's home run gave the Hawkeyes an 11-10 win. Iowa now 31-18 on the year, 13-8 in Big Ten action as they head into the final week of the regular season. They've clinched a spot in the Big Ten tournament for the fourth consecutive season. UNO, that would be Nebraska-Omaha, visits Iowa City tomorrow in the final home game at Duane Banks Field. Cedar Rapids Colonels are at home tonight. They play a doubleheader against the Peoria Chiefs at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Gates open right now. First pitch set for 5:30. Earlier today, the Colonels activated right-handed pitcher Zach Tillery from the disabled list. And Mark Perry will be the full-time freestyle coach at the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. Perry has spent the last 6 years as an assistant at Illinois. That rumor had been circulating for the last 5 or 6 days, now official.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We've got about a minute and a half before we have to hit a top of the hour Sports Center update. But during this break that we're about to take, I will make sure that all the podcasts are up on kgymradio.com and set to go from Friday's show.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, so if you missed it and you want to go back and you want to sort through everything and figure out if you know where the first Indy 500 square is, you want to find the second one, then it's out there and our cards are on the table and we're not being accused of colluding or cheating or anything like that, because Greg Popovich wouldn't like it. He would not like that. Neither would Joe Madden. He had some pointed comments on the slide rule over the week. He wasn't happy that Ian Happ was ruled for sliding past the bag. And John Lester had some interesting things to say about that as well. We'll hear from him coming up in a little bit. Matt wants to know how much a six-pack of tickets to the Indy 500 would cost. These are general admission tickets, and it's about a $240 value you're looking at here on a six-pack of tickets. 319-366-1600. How about we talk with Jake Adams, the Big Ten Player of the Week? Second time this year, I think he's won the award. The slugging Iowa first baseman, possibly looking at a future in the minor leagues. If he gets drafted next month, we'll talk to him about that and more as Iowa sets its sights on Nebraska-Omaha tomorrow. Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is on the way after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess they can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized my list that make reorders a snap, we've